Lesson one. The principle of separation. We heard this already this weekend. The principle of separation. God did not talk to Abram until Abraham was outside or without these encumbrances of Lot. It was when Lot went away that God spoke to him. We will not be able to hear and enjoy the presence of God if we're allied with those who are not on the same path. God called Abram. God made these promises to Abram. And we will never be able to enjoy the benefit of those promises and those blessings if we're not allied with those who are on the same path. That's a lesson. Lesson one. Lesson two. God commanded Abram to lift up his eyes from the place where he was. And I didn't mention that earlier. It says there in chapter 13, verse 14, lift up your eyes and look from the place where you are. You might ask yourself, where do you stand? Where do we stand? Where do we who profess faith in Christ Jesus, that we believe the record God has given, the witness God has given concerning his son, that in him is eternal life, we put our faith in him and trust him. Where is it that we stand? Where is it that we are? Oh, Romans 5 tells us we're standing in grace. We're standing in this grand pool of grace. And it's always interesting to read Romans chapter 5. And maybe we'll just read a couple of verses out of Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5, it starts out with this. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand. Abram, where? Look from where you are. If you really understand where you are, we stand in grace. We have been justified. We have been saved, we have been delivered, and now God stands us in grace and we have access to God. And if you read Romans 5 very carefully, you'll find that Apostle Paul uses this phrase over and over again. So, and not only that, and he keeps adding and adding and adding and saying, look at what we've been brought to. Look at all that has happened. So we have access into this grace wherein we stand, and we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only that, but we glory in tribulation also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience and hope. And patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man would one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would dare to die. But God commended his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Then he goes, much more than, as if that wasn't enough. Much more than, now being justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. And then in verse 10, we shall be saved by his life. The risen Christ has sanctified himself on behalf of all of them. He says, look at this. Look at this. Lift up your eyes. Look at this place of blessing. Look at what God has brought me to. And then he says, and verse 11, and not only that, he adds more. But we joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have received reconciliation. And this is just some of the things. This is just some of the things that Paul kind of rose up and he encouraged the Romans, saying, look at what God has done in grace. Look at where he's placed you. You stand in grace. You have access to him. He wants to have communion. He wants you to walk with him. He wants you to appreciate what He wants me to appreciate what he has done for us. And so what do we look at? Colossians tells us, if we then be risen with Christ, set your mind or your affections on things above, where Christ sits. That's where we need to be looking. I find myself looking too much this way. But he says, look. Look up, for your redemption draws nigh. Look, where are we looking? Am I looking at my brother? Looking at my sister? Looking at this person who says something really bad about me? Am I looking at people with bad behavior? He says, look at what I have prepared. Look at where I have brought you. Look at how my grace has reached to you. Look. Look. Lift up your eyes. Look. In Ephesians we had earlier today, look at where we are. We're chosen, predestinated, accepted. You've been redeemed, forgiven. He tells Abram, wherever you look, look north, look south. We know of the complete salvation that we have in Christ. He saves to the uttermost. Not one will be lost. Look into these things. You know what? The Bible tells us that this salvation is so great, this grace of God is so great, that even the angels look into it. The angels look into it and say, man, what is God doing? And my application for us this weekend is, as Abraham was commanded to look, that you and I take up the challenge to look. To look and to see what God has done for you and for me. And in looking, that you might respond to his grace and build an altar. An altar of appreciation. An altar in which you call upon his name. And an altar in which you just enter into communion in response to all that he has done. Lesson 3. Lesson 3, he says, arise and walk. The length and the breadth. And there's much in the New Testament about the Christian walk. He says, walk in the length and the breadth. And this is the idea of experience. This is the idea of, I want you to experience the benefit of where you are. In the New Testament, there are 3 times that we're called to walk. And how we're to walk. And I just want to throw them at you, let you think about them. It says in, first of all, before we talk about walk, let's talk about arise. Someone mentioned this morning about complacency and mediocrity. That is the norm for today. And the challenge that Paul gave to the saints at Ephesus, who he just finished telling them about the wonderful position that they're in. The blessing of the land. We have been talking about being able to see these blessings. He says in Ephesians chapter 5, arise from among the dead. He says, you know what? You are different. We've been talking about that this weekend. But he says, I want you to arise.